Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
And Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, it depends who you ask. I'm a hot mess.
Depends on who you ask. You know what? I saw something yesterday, though, that was a little bit alarming. I know that we love being outdoors and fishing and hunting, but I saw a guy in the middle of a lake, a decent-sized lake, ice fishing, and I thought, no, way too soon. I mean, yeah. There cannot be, you tell me, but there cannot be enough ice everywhere that you can trust it.
No, you're absolutely right. We haven't had the sustained bitter cold and
no.
The snow, and you think, all right,
the
well,
snow insulated it.
Exactly. It can't freeze up properly and quickly when you have 10 inches of snow on top of the ice. So, yeah, absolutely. Word to the wise, you want to go ice fishing, wait another beat or two. I'd wait at least another week or two. At least Metro Lakes up north, it's a different story. But thank you for bringing that up, Maxie.
Yeah, just threw it out. It's like, do I need to keep binoculars? Do I need to keep an eye on this guy? You know, what's going to happen? You know, that's what you felt like, you know?
Well, I want to see heaven, but not today.
Not today, yep.
Yeah. So what's top of mind for you? The Wolves won. The Wild
won.
Lost.
The Wild lost. Packers won over the Bears, who the Vikings play next. Busy day in sports. So it was a pretty busy weekend, and if you start with the Gopher men's basketball team beating Michigan, that was something because that was not expected. And they were 14-point underdogs going to Michigan, and they took the lead the second half. And I have to admit, the doubting Thomas and me said, all right, when's Michigan going to go on a roll? And they never did. And Minnesota's veteran players kept them at bay, made enough plays, and the Gophers made some mistakes, too, in the second half. Missed some free throws, had a couple 10-second violations, and still made shots when they needed to and looked like very much a veteran team. We had Ben Johnson out with Pete Najarian and I yesterday talking about it and what they're trying to accomplish. Now they get Texas Corpus Christi. But that was the feel-good story of the weekend. To see them emerge, and now they go back out of Big Ten play for a couple games. And then the Timberwolves played well in the fourth quarter yesterday against Portland. Now, Portland is coached by Chauncey Billups, the former Timberwolf player, and they have lost four straight at home. And Portland is one of those arenas where you don't lose four straight at home. They're just that's not the way they're built in those parts. They've been better than that, and I think they're 11-16 now in the year, but the D'Angelo Russell, who were back on the court, who they very much need, whether they want to need him or not, made a couple shots here down the stretch, and again they made plays. They were behind. They made some key plays, key possessions, where they cashed in on and found ways to get to the basket, get free throws, or get a basket or two. It's not, you know, they're a long ways from being a real competitive team, but they did what they had to do last night in Portland against Damon Lillard, and that was it was fun to watch anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, 1 week from today, Monday Night Football, Vikes take on the Bears. How banged up are the Vikes right now in terms of injuries?
Not too bad. I mean, you don't know about Darisaw and Adam Thielen coming, you know, in terms of those are the two key right now. And obviously, it's you know, stating the obvious, you need Adam Thielen. You need Darisaw, too, actually. But on the defensive side of the ball, Danielle Hunter obviously has missed most of this year. Everson Griffin with his issues has been out now for, you know, whatever it's been, 3 weeks. I doubt we'll see him the rest of the year. But other than that, they're fairly healthy on defense for this late the year. Plus, they've got the 10 or 11 days since a Thursday Night Football game to get healthier. So I would say that for December, this is a fairly healthy defense that they should expect to play well. Green Bay scored 45 on Chicago last night, so that tells you where the Bears' defense is at. And the Vikings' offense scored 36 on Pittsburgh, so they should be good enough to score points on this Bears' defense. And, you know, it's, yesterday Washington got beat by the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys held on to beat them, so that helps the Vikings in the wild card race. And so they're in play, as we say. They're in play in December, and that's first step one.
Max, are you doing okay?
Doing really well, thanks. Been a good weekend, good stuff.
How many cups of coffee so far this morning?
Well, you know what? It was slower to the coffee maker. It was at a trickle, not the pour that I like, so I've only been able to get to one. That will change soon. I don't know what it is. There must be something stuck in there, but it's a slow trickle. Not a drip, but just a trickle. Very frustrating. And I've got to see. And the last thing I can do is fix anything that's electronic, so we'll see how this goes.
We need our caffeine more than ever.
I think I'll be banging on it a little bit with a hammer and see if that helps.
All right. Keep us posted on your travails. Hang in there. We'll catch you next hour. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Paul.
You bet. Matt Rausch with What to Watch next.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.